With the coronavirus bringing our favourite spectator sports to a grinding halt, for the most part anyway, rugby league administrators are desperately trying to salvage the 2020 NRL season. One of the most curious options being seriously considered is a proposal to keep teams isolated on an island resort off the coast of Queensland.
What better place than to put the players in a totally isolated area? It's an island. No one gets on, no one gets off.
That's Brisbane Broncos Hall of Fame legend Chris Johns speaking about this idea to relocate players and key staff on Moreton Island off Brisbane and then ferry them back to the mainland for games. David James is the manager of the Tangalooma Island Resort. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Hamish. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. This is not a joke, is it?
No, by no means. And I think coincidentally, we only just looked at the date the other day and realised April 1. But absolutely no, we're very serious and we've put a lot of work over the last few weeks into this proposal that we're now putting forward to the NRL.
So what would be involved specifically?
Tangalooma, as you've pointed out, is off the coast of Brisbane. We're the only resort on the island. There's three small townships that are quite some distance from the resort, about 5 to 7 kilometres away. What it would mean is all players would be coming into the resort and they'd be COVID tested prior to arrival at Tangalooma or going into 14 days isolation at the resort. Our staff are already in lockdown mode at a skeleton staff keeping the resort operating through maintenance programs. And from there, it would be for the exclusive use of the NRL. We have a fleet of high-speed ferry passenger ferries that we'd be bringing people in and out from the island to Brisbane into buses that have been obviously sanitised with bus drivers again, once again have to go through the testing procedures, into the stadiums, play the game, shower and change, back onto the buses, back onto our boats and back into the resort. So we basically keep them in a quarantine bubble all the way through.
So from what you're describing, it would depend on not one person in this entire bubble getting COVID-19 at any point.
That's very much the case of putting in the strict regime of who's allowed into the resort and who's not. At the moment, we've been very lucky. We've had no positive cases, and we don't take it lightly because we understand the serious nature of this virus. It's, you know, it's a terrible, terrible thing, and we feel for the people impacted by it.
Sure, I'm just wondering if that's realistic, given the spread of the virus.
If from what we understand, we've made contact with several companies at the moment for the 15-minute testing kits. One of the companies in Brisbane is releasing 500,000 kits today to the government. Many other companies around the world are now to release them. And I guess we're talking about 6 weeks' time, Hamish. This isn't going to happen tomorrow. This is something that goes through a process with the NRL and the governments. And so we have to look at what does it look like in 6 weeks. And in 6 weeks, we're taking the assumption that these 15-minute tests that are getting released already would be available, more readily available, and that would be very much in a part of our testing regime along with our isolation.
Obviously, it would require the rugby league players to comply with the rules, which can be difficult for the sports administrators to do at the best of times. I mean, this wouldn't be without some dangers, would it?
Yeah, I think the rugby league, I saw Clint Newton, the president of the Players Association, was very much saying the players are in favour of, if they have to, sacrificing themselves with their family lives to play in an isolated area. You know, it's a tremendous downturn they've received in revenue, and this is one way to try and offset that. But look, it's all got to be managed through the highest levels of NRL and the government departments, and we certainly would welcome any opportunity to work with them on that.
And so what has been the feedback from the National Rugby League competition to you?
Very positive so far. They had a meeting, the initial meeting, I think Wayne Pearce called it Project Apollo, came out on Monday, Tuesday, and very positive. They're exploring how can they run this. Do they do it in a conference style where they split it so you don't have all 16 teams in one location to minimise the risk? It's all about risk minimisation. But the concept of what we have on the island resort, we've had many sporting teams there before, football, rugby league, rugby union, cricket. We've got the training grounds there and we've got the isolated environment. And so that's, you know, there's not many places you do get that isolation that you can guarantee nobody gets in, nobody gets off without coming through us.
So putting all these rugby league players on an island, what could go wrong?
Yeah, what possibly could go wrong? The good part is, Hamish, it's be exclusively for the use of the players, the clubs and the NRL.
All right. David James, appreciate your time this morning. How are things there at the moment? Is it a very peaceful time? I suspect not many, if any, tourists.
No, we've actually closed the resort 2 weeks ago. We've got a skeleton staff doing maintenance programs. We've got to feed the dolphins every night still. Our dolphins come into the beach every night to be fed. So we've got our security teams in place. But so it's a very, very peaceful time at the moment. Unfortunately, we just can't welcome guests back there at this stage. But we'll be looking forward to that sooner rather than later, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
David James, take care. Thank you.
Hamish, thanks very much. Thanks for your time.